There's been much talk and concern around the plans to ban TikTok in the US. It's on course to shut down its operations there this Sunday if a ban ordered by legislators there goes ahead. However, the latest development is that President Joe Biden will reportedly not enforce the ban before he leaves office, therefore leaving that decision to Donald Trump. It's believed that Trump is considering an executive order that would seek to allow TikTok to continue operating until new owners are found. The video sharing platform has more than 170 million American users. And with all this uncertainty around its future, it is causing some worry. Here is what some students in Arizona had to say about the ban.
I'm not going to be sad per se. Maybe a little frustrated because I'm going to have so much time. What am I going to do with that time? I can be productive, but sometimes I want the option to not be productive, if that makes sense. It's a little annoying that they care about banning TikTok because we're going to have data leaks. Like, what data am I going to provide? I'm just a college student who's trying to get by.
So I feel like on the 19th, when I wake up, it's going to feel different, right? Because I always wake up with my phone, like, you know, scrolling on TikTok, seeing what's new. I'm just going to have to go to YouTube or Instagram or something, I don't know.
I could say, like, the most amount of time I've been on TikTok, like, per day could be, like 5 hours, I think, like, just scrolling.
What some students had to say there in Arizona about the ban. We're joined now by Adrian Weckler, tech editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. So it's this Sunday that's supposed to be the final day of TikTok in the United States. Could you just give us the brief background of how it got to this point?
Yeah, it's a multi-year effort by American policymakers and lawmakers to ban TikTok, essentially because TikTok's Chinese owner is a company called ByteDance. And what the Americans say is that that company, ByteDance, has no choice but to comply with Beijing if it wants to collect data on American users. Now, TikTok has always denied this. It says that it's spending over 10 billion euro creating protected data centers and data enclaves, including one in Ireland in its Project Clover plan. But that hasn't satisfied the Americans, and a bipartisan effort of Democrats and Republicans, including President Trump when he was first president, and including President Biden, has brought this law and passed this law, and it comes into effect on Sunday when TikTok will be kicked out of the app stores in the US, the iPhone app store and the Google app store, and that's how the ban will take place.
And can people still use the app if it's banned still on their phones?
Yes, the app will still be used in the US on the 170 million phones where it exists, but it won't be able to be updated, which means in time it will wither and die. Now, there is also potentially an issue where TikTok themselves will take the app down or go dark, as they describe it, because they don't want to risk fines for some of their partners, including Oracle.
No.
So there are two scenarios. One is that it'll just wither over time. The other scenario is that TikTok themselves will take it down in the US.
Now, there's a warning that the ban could hurt Americans who make a living using TikTok, but also a lot of people globally who rely on their American audience. And Garen Noon, the 30-year-old Mayo social media star, he has over 2 million followers. And just let's listen here to a taste of what he had to say in his latest TikTok video about this ban.
This is a goodbye to the Americans of TikTok. I'm very sorry that TikTok is the ultimate weapon of Singapore. I mean China. At least now the Chinese won't know any of your deepest, darkest secrets, like the time you watched somebody clean a horse's feet for 3 hours. And a lot of Chinese people can't even afford to buy a house, or they might struggle to pay their bills. It's terrible. We would never stand for that in the West. Anyway, I'll miss you. All the best from the Irish.
Now, he's not mincing his words, but what will it mean for people like Aaron and others, these content creators? I mean, there is competition waiting on the sidelines, no doubt. I'm hearing a lot about Red Note, to name but one.
Yeah, so Red Note is a Chinese app. It's available in the App Store. If you go on, it's a little bit confusing because the vast majority of it is in Mandarin. In the US, over the last week, it has seen 700,000 downloads, and people are creating what they call TikTok refugee camps on Red Note. It's mapped out very similarly to Red Note, but it's very hard to see that replicating the success of TikTok with its 170 million US users.
Well, it remains to be seen if President-elect Donald Trump finds a way to stop the law, even if the courts uphold it. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, thank you very much.